Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus Christ, we commence our prayer section. Let's rise up and sing hymn 259.
259.
Thank God, please be seated.
请坐.
Hallelujah, name of Jesus Christ. Before we come up to pray together, let's share a couple of verses together.
奉主的圣名，我们在祷告之前，让我们一同来学习几段的经节。
Let's in the book of Philippians, chapter 1.
请看腓立比书第一章,
chapter 1, verse 9 and 10.
第九节,
verse 9.
第十节.
And this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more in knowledge and all discernment, verse 10.
第十节,
that you may approve the things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, verse 11.
第十一节,
being filled with the fruit of righteousness which are by Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God.
第九节, 我所祷告的, 就是要你们的爱心在知识和各样的见识上多而又多, 使你们能分别是非做诚实无垢的人, 知道基督的日子, 并靠着耶稣基督充满了仁义的果子, 叫荣耀称赞, 归因神。
See, these three verses is the pray for Paul to the church in Philippi.
这三节是保罗为腓立比教会的祈祷。
First, he prayed that their love may abound.
他希望他们的爱心在知识和各样见识上多而又多。
We know that though, even though they have great love already,
他们虽然已经有很大的爱心,
but Paul wants them to have love may abound still more and more.
保罗希望他们在爱心上面能够多而又多。
Because he understands how important love is in a Christian's life.
因为他知道在基督徒的生活里面, 这个爱心是如何的重要。
We know that love is also very important in our life nowadays.
我们在今天这个施行爱也是很重要。
Because we lack of love, that's why so many things that can happen in our church.
就是因为我们缺乏了爱心, 在教会里面会发生各种的事情。
That's why on the end days, every single one of us must become perfect in love.
所以在末世的年月里面，我们每一个人必须要在爱心上得以完全。
But why love is so important?
为什么爱心是如此的重要？
Let's read the book of Proverbs chapter 15.
我们看箴言。
The book of Proverbs chapter 15.
箴言书第15章。
Chapter 15 verse 17.
第17节。
Verse 17.
箴言书第15章17节。
Better is a dinner of herbs where love is than a fatted calf with hatred.
吃蔬菜彼此相爱, 强如吃肥牛彼此相恨。
So here the writer compared to a dinner of herbs than a dinner with fatted calf.
在这边, 作者用吃蔬菜和吃肥牛来比较。
But this dinner of herbs and dinner of calf is all have to do what dinner has love inside of it.
那么吃蔬菜这边所讲的是
When you say better is a dinner of herb with love is than a fatted calf with hatred is.
强如吃肥牛彼此相恨。
So we know that dinner of herbs is very simple.
我们知道这个吃蔬菜是非常的这个简单。
But maybe the simpleness maybe is, you know, it's not too good when we try to eat these kinds of just eating a salad or something like that.
那么吃蔬菜就好像我们吃这个沙拉一样。
But if there's a fatted calf.
但是比吃肥牛更好。
And this dinner would be a wonderful dinner.
那么,
it would be a wonderful dinner.
一定,
yeah, if we have a fatted calf for dinner, it would be a wonderful dinner.
吃肥牛似乎是一个非常丰盛的食物。
Especially when we are hungry.
尤其是我们特别饥饿的时候。
For sure, when we are hungry, the dinner of herbs cannot satisfy us.
当然在我们非常饥饿的时候, 当我们饥肠辘辘的时候, 吃蔬菜就不能够满足我们。
But if this dinner of herbs is where love is, and then even with the dinner of herbs can satisfy us.
但是我们能够彼此相爱的话, 就是吃蔬菜, 也得以满足。
That's why if we go to a dinner, it's fat a calf. If there's no love there, this dinner become useless to us.
就算我们吃一个非常丰盛的, 如肥牛般的这个晚宴, 但是没有爱, 又有什么用处呢？
As a church, we need to strive to be filled with the love of God.
所以作为一个在教会里面，我们必须要强调啊，有爱的存在。
Maybe a church we lack of many things.
啊，一个教会里面可能缺少很多的物质。
But one thing we should not lack then is the love of God.
但是这个教会所不可以缺少的就是要相爱。
Because if we lack many things in our church, but if we have love, this love can balance everything that we lack in church.
教会如果缺少其他的东西，但是这个教会里面有爱，就能够可以弥补其他的不足。
But what's bad is that to eat a fat, to have dinner with fat calf, also with love.
当然，如果能够吃非常丰盛如肥牛般的这个晚宴，也能够有爱心的话，那当然是更好的。
So in other words, in church we should lack nothing.
所以教会里面我们并不缺少什么。
We should be full of peace, we should be full of joy.
但是教会里面应该充满了爱跟平安。
And also,
喜乐跟平安。
Upon this peace and joy, we also have great love for one another.
但是我们也需要能够彼此相爱。
Then we can see in this dinner, would this fellowship would be a great one.
也许那么比如吃这个晚宴或者是这个团契。
You can see many of us come to church, you know, maybe 2-3 times out of the week.
我们或许一个星期来教会几次。
Of course, this is a special dinner.
但是我当然我们来我们来吃属灵的筵席。
And we come here to listen to the word of God.
我们来这边来听这个神的话语。
But even though sometimes we as speaker not so eloquent in speaking.
有时候领会的人并不是那么的流利。
May compare our speaker compared to the church in different denomination, maybe they are so much more eloquent than we are.
我们如果跟别的其他的这个教派的这个传道传道人比较他们也许口齿伶俐。
But that is not the main point.
可是这不是最重要的。
The main point is we speak the word of God with love.
最重要的是有没有用爱心来传讲神的话语。
Every single one can manifest the love of God.
我们如果每个人都能够彰显神的爱。
And everybody who comes here truly, they will not want to leave our church.
那么这样子的话就没有一个人会离开教会。
Because love, many people will be drawn by it.
因为人会被爱所吸引。
That's why we turn to chapter 17 verse 1.Proverbs chapter 17 verse 1.
我们再看回
Proverbs? Yes, Proverbs 17 verse 1.
我们再看回我们看箴言书17章第一节。
Better is a dry morsel with quietness than a house full of feasting with strife.
设宴满屋大家相争不如有块干饼大家相安。
How can we attain peace and joy?
我们如何怎么样能够有平安跟喜乐呢？
That is to have love within ourselves.
那就是要我们内心有真正的爱。
So that's why the writer said better is a dry morsel with quietness than a house full of feasting with strife.
所以作者才用这种排比的方法来说，设宴满屋大家相争不如有块干饼大家相安。
You know anything that's dry doesn't taste too good.
我们知道这个干的东西实在是很难吃。
Especially a dry loaf of bread.
尤其是这种干饼或者是干面包。
But if we can eat this dry loaf of bread with peace and joy, and then this bread become very tasty.
但是我们如果能够在这个喜乐跟平安的这个经纶之下吃这块干饼也是好的。
But if we have no peace and joy,
但是我们如果没有失去了平安跟喜乐
and doesn't matter what kind of food we have, can be the fanciest food in the whole world, but we have no peace and joy, this food does not become tasty at all.
就算我们吃到满汉全席。
But
又有什么益处呢？
Has it come from love?
但是很重要的是要从爱。
When you go to eat and have fellowship with a family,
我们在跟家人在团契的时候。
And this family is full of love.
那么这个家庭充满了爱。
And you can see that they are so peaceful and so joyful.
我们可以看到这个家庭里面充满了平安跟喜乐。
And for sure, during the dinner table, you just feel very joyful.
我们可以看到在饭桌上大家都是如此的喜乐。
But if this family have no love inside of all,
可是这个家庭如果失去了爱，
and then doesn't matter what kind of food we eat, you know that our heart will not eat it in with a joyful heart.
就算他们吃得很丰盛，可是心里面就不会有喜乐。
That's why Paul encouraged the church of Philippi to abound in love more and more.
所以保罗勉励腓立比的教会要在爱心上多而又多。
And also the book of Proverbs also describes one more characteristic of love that we should concern about.
那么箴言书又再提到一个爱的这个另外一个爱的特征。
Proverbs chapter 10 verse 12.
我们看箴言书第十章十二节。
Chapter 10 verse 12.
箴言书第十章第十二节。
Hatred stirs up strife, but love covers all sin.
恨能挑起争端，争端， 爱能遮掩一切过错。
You can see this is a big contrast between hatred and love.
我们这边看到这个爱跟恨的一个强烈的对比。
Because say, hatred is far short of being, far short of loving somebody.
啊，因为恨就是因为没有爱。
So if we have this hatred, we can stir up a lot of strife.
啊，那么这个爱恨就能引起很多的争端。
But if we have love inside of us,
但是我们如果心里面有爱
，and this love will cover all sin.
那就能遮掩一切的过错。
It did not say love covers some sin, but love covers all sins.
啊，这边没有说爱遮掩一些过错，这边说爱能遮掩一切的过错。
So that's why our love in church must abound more and more.
所以在教会里面，我们必须要有更多的爱，要多而又多。
To the point that we are without sin.
啊，那么到了一个程度的相当程度的时候，这个爱就已经没有了罪。
One of the main reasons we commit sin against God because we lack the love for Him.
啊。我们犯罪的一个原因就是我们不知道去爱他。
Because the Bible tells us.
圣经告诉我们说。
If we sin against God, then we put him on open shame on a second time on a cross.
啊，我们啊，那么我们如果得罪了神啊，就是把重定基督。
If we love a person, how can we do this?
我们如果真正爱一个人的话，我们怎么会做出这样的事情？
If we truly understand the love of Jesus that He has for us,
我们如果真正了解主耶稣基督对我们所做的一切，
If we truly have love for Lord Jesus Christ,
我们如果真正那样的爱基督，
We will definitely not continue to sin.
我们也就不会继续犯罪。
Because the love, His love, our love toward Him will give us the strength to overcome and cover all the sins that.
因为我们对主耶稣基督的爱就能够遮掩一切的。
But also another thing that love can do for us.
还有一点
that is if we love one another.
如果我们彼此相爱
and how can we sin against one another?
我们又怎么会彼此得罪呢？
When we talk something negative about our fellow brethren.
我们如果对别人做出批评或者负面的话
when a church is divided.
如果教会分裂了
all these things happen because we lack of love for one another.
这些事情之所以会发生，就是因为缺少了爱。
If we love one another, we always try to do our best for that person.
我们如果真正有爱的话，就希望他能够就尽量的能够来侍奉。
For sure, we will not talk back about one another.
我们就不会来互相的攻击跟批判。
For sure, we do not give a foothold for Satan to divide us as a family.
我们就不会为魔鬼留地步来制造这个纷争。
That's why the Bible describes that love is as strong as death.
所以爱是最有能力的。
So we must strive for this.
所以我们必须要来能够做到这一点。
And the only way for us to reach this point, we must pray to our Heavenly Father.
要达到这样的境界，我们就必须要向天父祷告。
Because He is the source of love.
因为神是爱的泉源。
And we know His love is perfect.
因为神的爱是完全的。
Because His love can be all things.
因为神的爱代表了一切。
And His love allows to suffer all things.
爱使我们能够来为主受苦。
And His love does not make us puffed up.
那个爱不会使我们来夸耀。
And this love is perfect.
那么这个爱是完全的。
Let's go back to Philippians chapter 1.
我们再看回腓立比书第一章。
So when we pray, we must pray that our love will abound more and more.
我们要为这个爱心上多而又多来祷告。
Not only love, but also in knowledge and discernment.
不但在爱心，还要在知识和各样的见识上多而又多。
We know knowledge is puffed up.
我们知识会使一个人感到自负。
But love.Will settle our heart down.
但是爱能使一个人谦卑。
So that's why we must abound in love first before we can abound in knowledge and also in discernment.
所以我们必须先要在爱心上多而又多，然后才在知识和各样的见识上多而又多。
Of course, I have great knowledge is a very wonderful thing.
当然，一个人有丰盛的知识是好的。
But knowledge without love will allow us to be puffed up.
如果一个但是光有丰盛的知识却没有爱，就会使一个人变成很骄傲。
And the same thing if we abound in discernment.
如果我们在见识上多而又多的话
，This means we can see what's right and what's wrong very easy.
我们能够很容易来分辨是非。
And we have to discern what is good and what is evil.
我们来能够分辨什么是错的，什么是对的。
But if we have all this without love, then we have nothing.
但是我们光有这些丰盛的这个见识，却没有了爱。
Because love is a driving force of all the other gifts to make it complete.
那么 爱才能使一切能够得以完全。
And then verse 10,
就是恩赐得以完全。
And verse 10 said that you may approve the things that are excellent.
使你们能分辨是非，做诚实无过的人。
Without love, that even the thing that is excellent, actually, it become not too good.
如果没有了爱，一切虽然看起来这么美好，也是没有用。
Things can become excellent because there's love behind it.
一切东西看到会变成这样的美好，是因为有爱在后面。
And then it say that, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ.
做诚实无过的人，直到基督的日子。
That doesn't matter what we do in life.
不管我们在一生里面做了些什么。
Even we can die for a person.
我们甚至可以为一个人死。
But if we don't do it with love.
但是我们却没有爱。
And then we don't do it with sincerity, true sincerity.
我们就不是用真实的的心来做。
And then in verse 11 say, being filled with the fruits of righteousness.
便靠着耶稣基督结满了仁义的果子。
This fruit can only become righteous if we have love behind it.
可是这个仁义的果子也必须有爱在里面。
Of course, it's only through our Lord Jesus Christ.
当然，只有借着主耶稣基督才能够成就。
That's why we read the definition of love in 1 Corinthians.
所以我们在哥林多前书里面读到关于爱的定义。
It's so beautiful.
这是如此的美好。
Let's finish 1 Corinthians chapter 13.
我们看一下哥林多前书的第13章
chapter 13, verse 1.
第一节
verse 1.
第一节
Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I become a sounding brass of clinging cymbal. Verse 2.
第二节
And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and knowledge, although I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. Verse 3.
第三节
And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profit me nothing. Verse 4.
第四节
Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up. Verse 5.Does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, verse 6.
第六节
Does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth, verse 7.
第七节
Be all things, believe all things, hope all things, and do all things, verse 8.
第八节
Love never fails, but whether they are prophecy, they will fail, whether they are tongues, they will cease, whether they are knowledge, it will vanish away.You can see in these several verses, love is the driving force of everything that we do in our life.
我们知道，在这几个经节里面，我们读到是爱，是所有一切事情的原动力。
If we speak of tongues of men and angels,
我们如果能说万人的方言并天使的话语
，and we have not love, we have nothing.
却没有爱，我们
we become just like a sounding, clinging cymbal.
我们就成了鸣个锣，响个钹一般。
Even though we have the gift of prophecy,
我们若有先知讲道之能
，and understand all mystery and knowledge,
也能够明白各样的奥秘
，and though we can have all faith, we can remove the mountain,
各样的知识而且有全备的信，
but、
甚至能够移山
，but have not have no love, we have nothing.
却没有爱，我们就算不得什么。
And though we can bestow all goods to feed the poor,
我们如果能够周济，做将所有的周济穷人
，and though we can give our body to be burned,
又舍己身叫人焚烧
，but when we have no love, it profits nothing.
却没有爱，仍然与我们无益。
Because love suffers long.
和爱是恒久忍耐。
And love is full of kindness.
又有恩慈。
There's not envy.
爱是不嫉妒。
There's not parade itself.
不自夸。
It's not puffed up.
不张狂。
There's not behave rudely.
不做害羞的事。
There's not seek its own.
不求自己的益处。
It's not provoke.
不轻易发怒。
Thinks no evil.
不计算人的恶。
There's not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth.
不喜欢不义，只喜欢真理。
Because love can be all things.
爱是凡事包。
Love can believe all things.
凡事相信。
Can hope all things.
凡事忍耐。
And can do all things.
凡事。
Everything in this world one day it will fail.
爱是不止息。
That's including prophecy.
那么这个时代有一个过去，会过去，包括讲方言。
That's including knowledge.
知识也终必归于无有。
But love never fail.
但是爱。是永不止息的。
So that's why we need to pursue for love.
这就是为什么我们要追求爱。
And the only way for us to do this is to be close to our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们只有就近主、亲近主，才能够真正得到爱。
And that is through a prayer.
这就是借着祷告来完成。
Because He is the source, so we must connect to the source to be full of love.
因为神是爱的原动力。
And only then that our knowledge and discernment become profitable to everybody.
这样我们所传讲的一切才能够对信徒有所造就。
Because of love behind all these things.
因为这些都是爱在后面这位原动力。
So now we're going to come up and pray together.
现在我们要一起来祷告。
We pray that God will increase the love that's inside our heart.
全主使我们在内心的爱 多而又多。
To abound each day more and more in the image and likeness of our Lord Jesus Christ.
在每一天，我们能够能够追求成为像基督的样式。
Now let's come up and pray together.
让我们一起到前面来祷告。
And we ask the holy workers to lay hands on us.
叫圣职人员帮忙祷告，帮忙按手。
Let's pray.